Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Here's something you don't see every day. Before today's scheduled matinee performance of Sunset Boulevard, the St. James Theater's soundboard crashed. The start of the show was delayed by over a half hour, and it would become clear that the issues would not be resolved. However, star Nicole Scherzinger was not about to let the packed house go home empty-handed, as she grabbed a bullhorn from backstage and delivered a rendition of her character's Act One ballad, With One Look. The show was canceled, and audience members were offered a refund. Tonight's performance is scheduled to go on as planned. Meanwhile, last night at Maybe Happy Ending, the musical had to be paused for over an hour due to a medical emergency involving a substitute violinist in the orchestra. Stars Darren Criss, Helen J. Shen, and Des Duron were all on stage and entertained the crowd with an impromptu concert. The show eventually resumed and completed without further interruption. According to correspondents, the violinist is now okay. Live theater, everyone! The organization Black Women on Broadway has announced the three honorees that they have selected for this year's non-competitive awards. Per Variety magazine, LaTanya Richardson-Jackson, currently starring in Purpose, will receive the Audra McDonald Legacy Award, which recognizes an artist with a storied career and significant theater achievements. Last year's recipient was the producer and publicist Irene Gandy. LaShawn's will be honored with the Kathy A. Perkins Behind the Curtain Award, which recognizes an artist whose work backstage shines brightest on stage. In addition to currently directing an off-Broadway production of Wine in the Wilderness, she is also on the producing team of Broadway's Purpose and Buena Vista Social Club. Costume designer Dede Ayite took home last year's award. And finally, Kayla Wilcoxon, who currently stars as Becca in the new musical Redwood, will receive the Florence Mills Shining Star Award, which recognizes an early career talent or a rising artist whose brilliance is just beginning to be widely seen. Honored last year was Aisha Jackson. Black Women on Broadway was founded in 2019 by Danielle Brooks, Jocelyn Bio, and Amber Iman, focused on creating community and providing support for black women in the theater industry. Their fourth annual award celebration is set to take place on June 2nd at Current at Chelsea Piers, New York. And finally today, last night, Stranger Things: The First Shadow celebrated its official opening on Broadway. Already a hit in London, the prequel to the mega-popular Netflix series dives into the origins of the Upside Down and takes place in Hawkins, Indiana in 1959, when many of the series' adult characters were teenagers. There is a particular focus on the peculiar Henry Creel. Reviews were all over the place. In a mixed notice, Elizabeth Vincentelli critiqued for the New York Times, praising lead actor Lewis McCartney's standout performance, as well as the play's spectacular art direction and lots of spectacle. However, the writing can be rather weak, and it all feels a little hollow. Stranger Things: The First Shadow is now playing at the Marquee Theater. A making-of documentary was also recently released, entitled Behind the Curtain, Stranger Things: The First Shadow. It is now streaming on Netflix. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.